growing struggle. Die is the rule and protect of I and I life. Roman abroad. Come together, see some tribal wars and fight. Who knows better or to better? A course of talent is inside. May not be exposed to education, but surely no far from right. Africans with African pride. Fighting to attain number right. Want no more heading up good for this nation to move forward. Africans with African pride. Fighting to attain. One no more, heading up good. For this nation to move forward. Self-help within a motivation. The time to be self-sufficient. No one to depend on no one. For attainment of my brain. Oh, this world from my calling. Children crying white quartiers. Hunger and bad harvest plenty. Ooh, oh, Africans with African pride. Fighting to a
welcome to Big Back and Friends. Get comfortable, relax. This is Soulful Sunday. We are doing something we have not done in a while. We are going to do a 100% unscripted show. The only thing that has already been worked out is the music for tonight. Other than that, y'all are going to get our raw perspective from myself or whoever reaches out to the show tonight. So without further ado, let's go ahead and open up all the lines so y'all can feel free to call in tonight. The number is 563-999-3090. Again, the number is 563-999-3090. Let me go ahead and welcome my co-hostess with the mostest in the building. I got Helen, a.k.a. Lucy, in the building. What it do, shawty? Welcome to the Big Baptist Friends Show. Oh, so Helen don't want to talk to me tonight? That's what she going to do? Fine. Let us sit old ragged ass over there do nothing all day.
Yo, what's goody? I don't know what's going on with my phone. I'm here.
That's what happened when you trying to hide from niggas on Valentine's Day.
I'm here though. I had to take my
oath. I'm here. Okay. For those of you guys who did not catch the very first millisecond of the show, y'all say hello to Lizzie Bapp. Lizzie Bapp is in control of the studio tonight. So if we get muted, if random songs start playing, if anything go crazy, Lizzie Bapp at 18 months is learning how to work the production studio. So y'all, we don't know what she's going to do, but she's working on having her own credentials coming up here real soon and in the near future. So, Helen, let's go ahead and get into the foolishness. So, you have now been
Let
in Florida.
Me just
how long
say,
now?
I have been in Florida for what? Going on 3 weeks now?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
And 3 weeks, you have gone out and you have experienced some of the things that Florida has to offer at its near greatest peak. And I put up a meme that captures Jamaicans in the club. I just want to get your take on that before we get into the rest of the things we're going to talk about today. When you see energy in the club, what it looks like when we out there on the dance floor?
It's just like that because the past two Fridays when I've been out, it was to a soca spot. And I love it because that's my type of vibe. But the thing that killed me was that meme you posted. That's exactly what I seen from, like, one boy hopping off the damn railing and then, like, the other boy dropping the female. Like, but it's not unformed because, like, you know, like where I'm from, the Geechies did the same thing. So it wasn't really uncommon. It just, you know, it was more like, oh, shit, damn, I hope her neck okay. And kept, you know, vibing and drinking my little drinky drink. And that was it.
You know, I was looking at this month, and we are, and for those of you guys who do not realize, we are literally at the middle point. This is literally the 14th day of February. And if you don't know, February is only 28 days long. So this is literally the half day point of the month of February. And one of the things I was discussing with the production manager here recently is it is shameful that as much as and I'm saying this, and I don't want black folks to come at me. I mean, if you do, you can, because we can definitely have an articulate battle. Don't speak in general terms. If you're going to come battle me, please make sure you come defend yourself, because what I'm getting ready to say is a general term. It's not a direct depiction at anybody. But it's amazing to me the lack of knowledge that we have in ourselves, in our own history. And I'm not talking about the history that, you know, white folks kept out of books and things of that nature. But when I start talking to people and I start asking people questions about their culture, where they're from, the cities that they grew up in, the towns, who's famous in their hometown. And I don't mean famous as if they're a rapper or whatever. Like, who in your city wrote a book? You know, like, who in your city is a published author, a published poet? And it struck me as weird as we complain. And don't get me wrong, I'm one of those ones who I complain a lot when I come to the treatment of black people in this country. But I had to really sit back and say to myself, some of these things are self-serving too. And I don't say that in a sense of I want to beat everybody up and say, oh, because you don't know anything or because you don't, you know, participate in anything that, you know, we don't deserve anything. Because I got up this morning. The reason why it really struck me is because I was watching my god sister, Dr. Aisha Johnson, and I love her. She has a doctoral in library science. I don't want to go into the specifics of a doctoral because I don't want to lie and be like, oh, I know the whatever, whatever. Because, you know, a lot of times we be big up in people and we have no idea what the fuck they really do. But one of the things that she was talking about in her life is the whole reason why she chose that study is because she wanted to go into, you know, these libraries and these archives and these places where, you know, enlightened texture is written, and bring it to the forefront of the African American community. And I was so enlightened to hear her speak from that platform, because there are so many times that, you know, we don't pick up books or we don't pick up literature or articles and actually, you know, get deeper into our own culture and get deeper into, you know, we'll read the romance novels, you know, let Zane throw out a book and talk about, you know, who got their back broke down, and, you know, they can, you know, they can give you all the excerpts from that. You know, let Mary B. Morrison write a book and tell you about, you know, whatever, whatever, you know, hell, people still quoting The Maintenance Man 20, 30 years ago from Michael Bayesden. But when we start that book was fire. I'm not going to knock the book like it wasn't fire, but why aren't we quoting books like that of scholarly lecture, especially books written by blacks of scholarly lecture? Like, I was having a conversation with a person, and this guy wanted to tell me, you know, how great Michelle Obama was, but I asked him, I said, have you even read at least one of Michelle Obama's books? And he just looked at me and he goes, well, I mean, everything she got out there is on Google. I said, everything about one person is not in is not categorized all in one source, you know. And I don't know. Like, I'm really taken back by just a lot of things that I've seen in this past year, 4 years, 30 plus years on Earth. And I really want to challenge Black folks. Like, I want to challenge us now. I want to challenge us to uplift ourselves, not just uplift ourselves in Hollywood, not just uplift ourselves as rappers and entertainers and musicians, because all those things are important. I mean, look at what we did for the Renaissance music period of America. Like, there is no great Renaissance period without African history being added to it. I mean, you look at classical music, when you look at everything that went over in England when classical music came over, and Italy and all those great areas. But when you look at it, that was because of the influence that Africa now had on, you know, Italy. So what is your take on that a little bit?
Me personally, I mean, I try to read some of everything, especially when it comes into, like, investing in myself. So, like, I've invested into, like, you know, books by, you know, other people, Black folks, you know, that will help me further myself and my business or whatever. But different strokes for different folks. I just worry about me and keep it pushing.
And I love that point. You know, I love it because, you know, we're never going to be the greatest. And here's something for white America to really put a feather in their cap. We got about 2 minutes before we get to our first break. But here's something for white America to take with them. And when I say white America, this is because I'm going to really do a truly Black history show tonight, okay? When I say white America, and I need people to understand, we have all types of white, Caucasian, European American, whatever. This is not to make a statement that is divisive to them or to say that they're not referenced. But here's what I need them to understand. I want to build a platform where we can be equally engaging. We're going to take a quick commercial break because I want to talk about that in detail. So I don't want to touch this until we come back. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
With the heat no more, cause there really ain't nothing out here to eat no more. Nowadays, niggas acting like they're loving to die. Used to be some respect, but now they just kill them and stank them, cause Benjamin Franklin, the governor, now. Theoretically, you better be ahead of everybody around you, cause a nigga might fuck. Don't need to be nothing but killers and your family that always surround you, cause a nigga might touch you. This a recession, it been hard on the streets, so a nigga coming hard on the beat. No order in the hood. I remember when niggas would get into it, they would have to take problems to treat. Now they don't give a fuck who they be shooting or who they be robbing or what you ride. All they really care about is who got that. And if you let one of these knucklehead bitches know you sitting on something, motherfuckers is gonna be at that.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Welcome back. Hey guys, make sure you go out and support our girl Yvonne. I can't tell y'all what to do with y'all money, but Helen, you know I'm a regularly purchaser of the teas. So I've gotten my tea again. Matter of fact, our tea just came in this past week. So we actually went and got bigger containers. So that's how you know we smashing it down there.
Oh yeah, the tea is most definitely the bomb. If you ain't got it, you need to get it.
And it's crazy because like people was like, oh, you only. I had two people inbox me saying, oh, you don't support me like that. And I said, well, first of all, like, I support her because one, yes, she is a paid sponsor, but when I got her product and her customer service and her packaging and everything that come with it, it was everything that I wanted in my tea. Like, I'm sorry. Like, even when I told her she ain't got to send me all that stuff, she said, excuse me, girl, you don't need.
What kills me is people cry about you not supporting them, but where's that same energy with me when it comes to me?
Oh, listen, now don't touch on that one because you know I'll tear into black people's ass real quick on that one.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they want you to support them, but then it's like you will be saying, oh, I got this going on, I'm doing this, bye, and all you need is they won't share it, they won't comment, no nothing, but then because you don't support them, they looking at you like you fucked up. But it goes both ways.
But see, this is what I learned, right? Like, and it's funny because like I just had a conversation with a friend of mine, right? And I'm gonna say friend, and I hope she doesn't take offense to this because this is a conversation that me and her was just having. So on today, you know, it being Valentine's Day for people who sell, and we're gonna talk about Valentine's Day here in a minute too. But I want to discuss this topic. So she reached out to me and she said, hey, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm good. And so she was like, oh, you know, whatever, how's everybody? I was like, I'd rather not have a conversation with you. And she was like, well, why'd you say, you know, what's going on? And I said, it's not being rude or not being disrespectful, but I get it that, you know, we all get busy, right? But This was a friend of mine that, and this is how I look at it. And people are going to say, and you can say I'm wrong. And you can feel however you want to feel, right? But this was a friend before I got married. I talked to every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't talk to them every day, I talked to them multiple times a day. This is somebody that in the beginning stages of figuring out how to get into business, how to start their business, they stayed on the phone with me. They beat up my brain for all types of information. And Helen, you've been around because you get to see it firsthand. And you know, my phone is ringing sometimes 7, 6, 5 o'clock in the morning when it comes to my business days.
Yeah.
And so the response back was, you know, I'm so busy. Oh, I'm learning how to do time management and things of that nature. And this is what I said to him. I said, well, I'd rather you not really consider me a friend anymore if you can't be consistent. And they was like, well, I said, here's the thing. I said, I'm not a person who believes as a person that you got to talk to me every single day. But if I look up But if I look up and I look at my messages, or I look at my text messages, or I look at my inboxes, and I realize that the last few times, or the last however many times we talked in the last year, and every single time we've had a conversation, it's me reaching out to you, I'd rather not be your friend. And I'm not saying we don't get busy, but I'm a believer. I'll give you a perfect example. My best friend right now, Tanya, is killing the game. She has a full-time job. She has now 5 kids in her life and launched a brand new business. But you know what my best friend still does? If she ain't heard from me in so many days, she sent me what's called an APB text. Hey, bro, I ain't heard from you. I'm just making sure you're good. And so I say that because I'm so tired of people acting like because they got busy, when I say busy, I'm going to definitely throw air fucking quotes out here because I want y'all to hear what I'm about to say after this, I got busy. I'm so tired of y'all telling me y'all got so busy, but y'all have spent all day on social fucking media. If your business is social media driven, how in the fuck can you sit back and tell somebody you have been so busy that you couldn't have sent a text just to say, or a DM to say, hey, bro, or a post on their page, hey, just wanted to let you know that I was thinking about you. But when you needed that person, when that person was being a factor in your life or a reason to help you get better, you've blown them up. And here's why I say this, is because my phone, literally, I have allowed my phone to get steadily dry over the last 2 years, but I did it on purpose.
Deadpool.
Because I did it to show people that if I don't reach out, if most people's relationships are predicated to the person who has been the main reacher to continue to be the reacher. And here's the thing. As COVID ends, as people are beginning to get back out in the world and they beginning to do things, for all of y'all who didn't reach out to them while they were sitting at home chilling or hibernating or planning, when they get back out here to the world and they really get busy, don't look for these people. And I ain't just talking about me. There's a lot of people that y'all going to be mad that y'all not going to have access to because they're going to be too fucking busy. Because I guarantee you, most of the people that claim that, perfect example, most of the people that claim that they're busy, most people got time to do one of three things, right? They got time to be on social media, they got time to play video games, and they got time to go get laid.
There you go.
Because at the end of the day, I done seen so many people today posting up Valentine's booze and bays, and I'm like, nigga, y'all was single last week. I made a post today. I can't congratulate you on a relationship on niggas I ain't met yet.
You the best, boy.
Y'all walking around here talking about y'all in love, but y'all ain't divorced yet.
Oh,
like I told people, I'm in a new space now. Donald that they used to love and thought that they knew, I'm in a whole new headspace. And I'm sorry, I can't entertain the foolishness no more. Cause everybody talking about their grades. Like I had a dude come sit down and try to have a conversation with me to tell me how he was a qualified chef. And when I got finished talking to the dude, I said, bro, just because you can make grilled cheese in your kitchen don't mean you can run a kitchen.
You know what? Get the hell. You know what? I'm about to go.
Let's talk about it all, Helen.
Nah, you right, though. But you know me, I stay in my own little bubble because I don't.
Oh, no,
I ain't got time.
Fuck the bubble tonight, baby. We finna get it to all deep and wide. The number is 563-999-3090, because I'm talking about it. See, this is Black history. And before we can teach Black history, we got to get some Black things right. I'm sorry. Let's get some Black things right in the culture. Because I'm not going to leave nobody unturned. Black men. Let me say this to Black men. Black men, start fucking women with better credentials. Why? Because we have to, and I'm saying this because I'm saying this to myself as well. This is why people ask me why I chose the wife that I chose. It's because I needed a vagina with better credentials. Oh, because the first two I married wasn't shit. Spade a spade. Black men, the reason why Black men can't be the leaders and the producers that we need to be in the community sometimes is because sometimes it's the sorry-ass women we connect ourselves to. But hold on. Let me say this on the other foot. Black women, I need y'all to pick better men other than just because that nigga got a fat pocket or he a drug dealer. I need y'all to start picking dudes with better credentials. Like, this ain't gonna be no, oh, I'm picking on one side tonight, baby. I'm shooting shots at everybody. Because it's time for this shit to be said. We literally won't talk to a dude because he got a real legit job with a 401k and insurance. But we'll go run behind the pastor, or we'll go run behind the minister who fucking half the congregation. We'll go run behind the dope boy who fucking half the chicks in the neighborhood for a bag of weed.
Hold on. Don't forget, they happy to be side chicks.
Everybody happy to be somebody's side something today. But here's my question. You know what I actually told a chick one time, and she goes, you act like you're a good catch. I said, let me tell you something. I said, there's never been a woman who's ever been with me that when she left me, she was in a worse position than she was when she got with me. In 40 years of life, I've never been in a relationship with a woman for more than a year who didn't advance herself, her status, her education, her whatever. And not because some other nigga was out there taking care of it, because I did it right there in the home. We're going to take a commercial break because I'm going to hurt some feelings tonight. I'm going to step on some toes. So we're going to take this quick commercial break. Ooh, Helen, this is one of your favorite singers that's on this track too. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hit the block, stand on the corner, come and get the rocks. Being jail you kept. And everything that the police left. It's too late when you notice it. It's all gone, motherfuckers done stole your shit. You wanna kill them and you still do. But realize real killers get killed too. Ooh.
I'm not saying that they can't do it. I mean, because I still, when people, here's the thing. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I don't celebrate Easter. I don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't really celebrate Christmas. I don't really celebrate New Year's. I don't really celebrate the 4th of July. I don't really celebrate Memorial Day. I tell people there's only one holiday on the calendar that I actually celebrate. You know what holiday that is? It is a calendar holiday. Do you know what holiday that is? I celebrate veterans, but I don't celebrate it like everybody else do. I celebrate Veterans Day, and I celebrate Memorial Day. But I do them both the right way. Veterans Day, I sit my ass down because I feel like as a veteran, I've earned the right, especially as a combat veteran, I've earned the right to do absolutely fucking nothing on that day. I don't care if you don't feel like we should have time off or whatever, whatever. That's one of the days that I choose. If I choose to celebrate it, when I do choose to celebrate it, I just don't do nothing. I'm not trying to ride around and get a bunch of free food because half that shit sucks anyway.
Huh?
Oh, I don't want the free food. Half that food out there is horrible. And then the second part, it's Memorial Day. And the reason why I celebrate Memorial Day is because I have battle buddies that I actually lost in combat. That's it. And I celebrate them with getting up in the morning. I have a moment of prayer for them. And I go on about my day. That's about it. The rest of these days, I don't give a fuck about. Why? Because the best day that we got on the calendar as black people is Martin Luther King Day, and America has destroyed that holiday.
Yes. Yeah.
You want me to celebrate these fuck days that don't even have a real meaning or history behind it, but black folks have a holiday that has a real history and meaning behind it, and we got people acting like that Martin Luther King Day is a day that we go out and give out token services to people. We got the Jewish community out here talking about, it's a day that we give back. That ain't what Martin Luther King died for. Martin Luther King was assassinated because of racial equality.
Mm-hmm.
Not because somebody went and gave out a fucking gift basket and some canned goods. Get the fuck out of here. That's charity. They're not the same. Like, black folks, when are we going to stand up for our shit? Like, that's what I want us to stand up for. What belongs to us? What has our legacy tied to it? I don't give a damn about all that other stuff anymore. I refuse to get excited about everything else when y'all can't get our stuff right. Major League Baseball said, we're going to start allowing Negro records, but they handpick which records they wanted to put in there. And it's not to say that we can't get other things right and we can't get things wrong, but where are our gatekeepers at? Everybody got a cause. Everybody got a 501c3 now. Everybody got a business. But where are the gatekeepers at to make sure that it's done right? Where are the people that stand and go down to City Hall and says, you know what, I'm tired. Y'all are doing it wrong. We have Juneteenth events that happen all over the United States. And do you know how many people don't even understand the history of Juneteenth? I guarantee you, you go put on your page right now and tell somebody to give you 5 true facts about the birth of Juneteenth, and I guarantee you, it'll be a whole bunch of Google, Wikipedia answers. But Black America want to complain about what we're not getting. And I'm not saying we don't have a right to complain, but we have to be the gate. I guarantee you can't go tell no Puerto Rican about Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go tell no Mexican about Mexican history and culture. You can't go tell no Italian person about Italian history, heritage, and culture. I wish you wouldn't go walk up to a Sicilian and tell them, oh, they don't know their history. We have to stop allowing people to walk over our community. And that don't just go for outsiders. That go for insiders, too. We got to start checking these niggas, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, everybody's out and about getting ready for Valentine's Day. A young girl is murdered right here, less than 5 minutes away from us. Because dudes would rather be more loyal to streets and gang shit than really grow in our community. I'm tired. I don't have any more energy left for it. I was talking today, somebody asked me, how did I feel about child support? You want to know my honest answer about child support?
Let go.
Here's my honest answer. Take child support away from women and men. Take child support completely off the table and do this. If they don't do right and take care of their kids, put them in jail, whether it's a man or a woman. Let's get money out of the Black community. And what I mean by that, Black folks, we've always had businesses. We've always had trades. We've always had skills. We've always had opportunities.
We are very talented. We have multi-talents, and we're very creative. But we tend to fend each other against each other when we're supposed to be coming together. It's always got to be about goddamn. What's the word I'm looking for? I had a brain fart. Competition. Dang.
I don't even see competition.
Exactly.
And people wonder how you don't see competition. And I explain competition like this for people who don't understand competition. McDonald's and Burger King can be on the same exact corner, but they're not in competition for each other. Why? Because they may serve the exact same item, which is a hamburger, but what they do with it is totally fucking different.
Exactly.
They don't taste shit alike. And even if they did, guess what? Burger King ain't saying, ooh, let me stop McDonald's from getting their money. Burger King is saying, let me go attract the people who want Burger King.
Exactly. I mean, hell, we see it all the time. You'll have two grocery stores across the street from each other, two gas stations. But people want to worry about, like, come on, man. The only person I'm ever in competition with is myself, to be better than I was the day before. That's it.
So they ain't even in competition with me because I'm sexy, bitch. I look good doing this. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to get into some other topics when we come back. So we're going to hit you with some old school LL Cool J, Red Man, Method Man, DMX. Let's go ahead and kick it.
Yes.
4, 3, 2, 1, the countdown.
Hey yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, blaze the hot. Mac and sound like Kevin. 7654321. Come on, Mac Cow, come and get some. Player my position. Hot Nixon, this one. For all the sick ones, infliction. Poison that dart, sickness. Best believe, finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MCs, cliche. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but suddenly, got your from my fucking son and you. Got you in your last, I'll be running who? Running who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single make your love respect. Hey, yo, I put it on. Turn that into a certified sinner. The bomb I release, time pin up. When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex. Low petro, your metro. Politan, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Them driving in, come with full collagen. Terrorize your city from the committee. Kick the both Timberlands, turn. Gritting, smack the driver hand in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should have invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep to you pour from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. My attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest alive. Watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for mice. Beat death and beat dead for life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The Mazda's got on a car lot. And there's nowhere to run to when I confront you. I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis you wow? Who wanna act flying, get shot down with a surface to air missile? I take them on and on, shape, size, and forms to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm and I give it to any.
Get off the dark, as if I catch you when the sun is down. Run it, clown, come up off that. I'm going run it now. However it's gon' go, it's gon' be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid. Learn a lesson. I'm gon' get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me get what's in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the light is out, it'll come back on. This ain't a flick, it ain't gon' come back on. You ain't that strong. Knew it was wrong. But you asked for it, baby. Use a pig, a ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front seat. To get something sweet, one heat, one deep, leave behind. One
cut
seat.
My mic on. It's time to get riled. I got homies from the N-O to the N-Y. Body, body. I break bread with the baller. Professional. Shot caller. I got game from the south to the west to the east to the middle. Now remember me, a young nigga with the gold teeth bumping. Keep the crowd jumping. Gotta say something. I have a coke and a smile. I hold it on stop, but it get buck wild. Pass the Hennessy and weed, let's blaze one. See a shorty, let's play one. For the cookies, you can't be a rookie. I'm a no-limit soldier. That's why they book me. Master P Rock Bell. But I gotta give it up to my homie LL.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot trizak.
Shine like heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
My young thugs fantasize of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol on my arm is off limits to challenges. You hold the rusty swords, I swing the Excalibur. How dare you step up in my dimension? Your little ass should be somewhere crying on detention. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue. I'ma do this for free this time, this one's for fun. Blow you to pieces, leave you covered with one thesis.
LL Cool J is hot.
Every little boy wanna pick up the mic and try to run with the big boys and live up to the real hype. But that's like picking up a ball playing with Mike. Swinging against Griffey or challenging Roy to a fight. Stapping, you're amateur MCs. Don't you know I'm like the dream team touring overseas? For rappers I'm a circle, I'm a deadly disease. Ringmaster, bringing a tiger cub to his knees. In the history of rap, they've never seen such prominence. Your naive confidence gets crushed by my dominance. Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transformed into a time bomb. You don't want to bar that, you want to idolize. And you don't want to make me mad, you want to socialize. And I'm daring every MC in the game to play a self-out position and mention my name. I make a rhyme for every syllable in your name. Go platinum for every time you grind it, is on the train. Watch your mouth, don't ever step out of line. LL Cool J, greatest of all time.
Helen, you forgot you got a whole commercial you supposed to do?
Oh, snap.
Black folks.
Yo, nah, because we didn't do it last time, so I thought, my bad. I can't believe I did it.
All right, we're gonna get Helen to pass. While Helen getting her stuff together, we're gonna do what day it is. Since we skipped by what day it is, we're gonna go ahead and bring that back and let her get her life together.
I think that's what caught me off guard. You skipped my
I need everybody to breathe. All right, so let's see what we got for what day it is. We only got four of them, so All right, so let's start in the area. I guess we'll go. We'll start top to bottom. So the first one we got is National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day. I'm not a fan of that. Like, I like chocolate, but if it's gonna be filled with something, chocolate is gotta be filled with alcohol. Like, it just can't be filled. I don't really want to gush
it
in my mouth.
That's what I was just about to say. It depends, because if it's filled with the alcohol, I'm here for it.
And it depends on what type of alcohol, too. It just can't be any type of alcohol.
True.
Because some of them alcoholic chocolate candies are gross. All right.
True.
Then we also have National Ferris Wheel Day. Now, you can do that any place other than South Florida right now. The winds in South Florida at this time of the year is completely disrespectful. You will get on the Ferris wheel and find your ass. It's starting off in West Palm and be in Tampa by the time you get back to the bottom. So, and again, where the hell are y'all Ferris wheeling at? I mean, the rest of the country got snow at this time of the year. So, I'm not really understanding why today is National Ferris Wheel Day. I don't really think they thought this one through. We need y'all to go back to the drawing board with that one, America, and work on that one. That's not a good day for that one. Like, you need that to be a little bit more in spring, maybe in fall. But in the middle of winter, I don't really think National Ferris Wheel Day is a good day to pick. But I'm just sorry. That didn't work for me. And then we have National Organ Donor Day. I am two-folded with this answer. And here's why. I don't think y'all can call me skeptical, you can call me what you want to call me, but I don't think black people should be universal organ donors.
I ain't donating nothing. Whatever came with me gonna stay with me.
Now, here's where I give a pass. And you can tell me if I'm wrong on this, Helen. But I do think that if you want to donate to your family, that's different.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. I would donate to family. But anything outside of that, I ain't with. Family only for these organs, especially my kids. And they sick. Now.
So that's just my take on it. I'm not a big believer in the organ donor thingy, whatchamajigget, whoosie, what's it, whatever y'all want to call it. That's not my cup of tea. I don't agree with it. I don't believe in it. That's just not me. And then the last one is Valentine's Day, and again, that's not really something I celebrate. And here's, let me explain to y'all why I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I don't celebrate a day that tells me I need to tell somebody that I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Because 364 other days out of the year, most of y'all don't even like the person that y'all be with. Y'all don't. Listen, I talk to so many people that's in relationships. They don't get no text. They don't get no text messages from their boo when they be going throughout the day. They feel like they be irritated if they get a phone call from them. Oh, here he go wanting something. Oh, she always nagging. Like, I don't understand how y'all go all in for this day But y'all complain about y'all relationship all year. Anywho, we're going to take a quick commercial break because I need to breathe. They done got me hot and bothered. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to get into the 10 o'clock segment of the show. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yo, what up? It's your girl Shauna, disturbing the peace and all that good shit. Right back at you once again, Chicago. Get out. All the Chevys, all the Cadillacs, all the Regals, Malibu's.
Come to look good, feel good, and smell good. Products made with all natural products that enhance your natural beauty. Shop Fallen Angel Cosmetics today.
All right, so I'm looking at this list. That's what had me all blocked up. I was looking at this list that was sent to us. And my phone is kind of going a little stupid, so let me go look at this list that was sent. Because I don't know if I agree with this list. Like, I see two things that I know for sure that I don't, well, at least one for sure that I don't agree with on this list.
I don't see anything I don't agree with. I agree with everything on this list. No, I lie, except for one I don't agree with. But
okay, so which one don't you agree with?
The only one I don't agree with was who did the body.
Okay, that's one.
That's the only one.
Okay, the two others that I don't agree with for sure, that I know I don't agree with, I can't speak for other people, is I don't agree with the Brandy versus Monica, and here's why.
Okay, I skipped though. I didn't even see that one. Okay.
I don't really care enough about either one of their careers, and I'm going to say this in the best, nicest way. I don't really care about either one of their careers enough to make that as big of an issue as people are trying to make that sound like. I think more black people got offended. Because here's the thing. Let me tell you why. More black people have been offended at me.
Just threw that in there.
More black people have been offended at me for not picking Whitney Houston as my favorite singer of all time than I think people would get mad over me not taking Brandy and Monica.
I remember that. I remember that conversation. That was hilarious.
And so that I'm going to take that one completely out. Now let's go down this list. Things black people take serious, okay? Because I'm going to amend this list. This is a bit list, but I'm going to add some amendments to the list, okay? So the first one they have up there is spades. I think they need to put a slash in there, and I think you got to put dominoes and Uno.
Okay, the dominoes, I really think that more so comes from the South.
Nah, go West, too.
And up North.
Go to the West Coast, too. Them niggas shoot people over dominoes in the West.
I don't know. West Coast, I've seen more people worry about dice than dominoes.
They play dominoes out West. So I done had a few people that from out in California area that I had to get on the table and get serious with them. So I can't say I think dominoes is in there.
I would say Uno, yes, definitely.
Now the second one, our checks. I'm gonna tell you, black folks take that serious. The only time black folks don't take it serious is when you overpay them. They just hope you don't find out.
That part. But
you short a black person, they don't give a fuck who else's check in that bitch might be right. They finna call everybody who ever complained about their check to the office. They got a discrepancy. They remember every time somebody had an issue. They can tell you when the clock-in system wasn't working right. Black folks don't play about their code.
I will say, that is the only time I have legit seen black people take notes. They make sure they got their clock in and clock out time. Nigga, if I clock at 10:02, you better pay me for that 02.
That 02. Listen, baby. Okay, Noah, who all over there? Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. If I have to even ask that question, I really don't want to go over to your house anyway.
Look, if I have to ask that question, you already know. You say the wrong name, I ain't coming.
Yeah, but if I really have to ask who all over at your house or who all might be at your house, that already tells me I either, one, already don't want to go, or two, somebody that I don't want to be there is likely going to show up. So I just rather, let's not do it at all. So that is important to black folks. Number four, not eating everybody's cooking. Now, here's the problem that I have with this in the black community, right? Now, I get we don't like eating everybody's cooking, but most of y'all that's complaining about that one, y'all can't cook y'allself. So I'm going to just leave that right there. Now, I'm not saying everybody can't cook, but there's a lot of people that I'm meeting that be complaining about food that can't cook. And here's the funniest part, right? The people who can't cook can tell you all the good foods, and they can tell you what it looks like when it's made right, but these niggas don't know how to make it. How do you know what it looks like at the end, but don't know nothing between steps 1 to 30? All right, let's get into a couple more. All right, let's see. Oh, people taking off running in public. Listen, that's just that's not even something black people take serious. That's just a cold. If a black person sees one black person running and they not working out or don't look like they, if they just look nervous or scared and take off running, just know black folks is running. They could be 2 years old or 70 years old. If black folks see another black person running, we running with them. No matter.
That part, because matter of fact, we experienced that the other day.
Man, listen, man, hey Helen, we almost took off on them.
I'm trying to tell you, trash bag would have been in the road,
bro. We, cause I ain't no scared, I ain't no scary brother, but what I'm not gonna do is play with my own life. Now, like we said, who did the body? I don't really go to funerals like that, so that don't matter to me. For all y'all people who like to go to funerals and funeral hop, that might be one for y'all.
No, whatever. When they say who did their body, they talking about the booty enhancements and stuff.
Oh, then that definitely don't matter to me because I'm a natural woman. Listen, I tell people the only surgery on a woman that is acceptable to me is a breast reduction. Anything else, I'm sorry, it's a turnoff to me. I don't give a fuck who did your body. When the moment I know you have surgery, you are no longer even sexy to me.
That's the thing to do now.
And that's fine. And that's absolutely fine. But like I tell people all the time, I can't wait to get to the nursing home. And they like, what? I said, people don't realize the moment you cut on your body is no longer the same. Medical people will tell you that in a heartbeat. The moment your body has been opened up for any type of cosmetic, elective, or necessary surgery, your body is never the same. Because they will tell you, any good surgeon will tell you, surgery is supposed to be a last course elective. Not first, it's last. So, to all those who like to do it, hey, big shout out to all y'all that like to get cut up. Not mad at you. Just know you'll never excite me with it. All right. Let's see what we got next. We got the Brandy versus Monica. Like I said, that don't matter to me. Then we got stepping on shoes. Now,
that's a whole fight.
Now, for the sneakerheads out there in this generation, I get that. That is a big thing. It's never been that big for me as far as stepping on my shoes. Now, what I did used to get mad at is because my feet are sensitive. So the fact that you stepped on my shoes means you probably stepped on my toes. So now I want to punch you in your shit because my toes hurt. But that's me. But I do get the sneakerheads out here. The guys who go out here and spend, you know, a whole month's paycheck on one pair of tennis shoes, I get it. Like, they serious about their shoes. That's, you know, that's a high crime and misdemeanor. Next one. Sitting facing the exit/door. Listen, if somebody come in there looking crazy, I'm a believer. I got to protect my family. I got to see the door. Listen. That is
that
important.
Part.
And then the last one, of course, we said clocking out on time and checks go hand in hand. So, you know, black folks don't play about getting off time because, listen, when I'm off, when I get off, when it's time for me to go home, employers, let me explain something to y'all employers. Don't come bring a black person, no, 45 minutes worth of work, 30 minutes before it's time to clock out. You finna get all the attitude.
Look here, I'm trying to tell you because once that clock hit 10:45, baby, you ain't getting shit else out of me. I'm packing up. I'm cleaning up to go home. This it.
First of all, black folks already started their countdown after lunch. First time, black folks actually started their countdown when they clocked in. Because They clock in saying some dumb shit like, oh, God, Jesus, we got 8 hours left to go.
What? Hell no, be pulling up at the job like, damn, should I call out? Should I go in this bitch? Do they need me today? Whew.
And then don't let it be a job where you can actually leave a job to go to lunch. Man, listen, that's hard for black folks to get back to work on time.
Look here. I'm trying to tell you because being where I had worked, I legit lived like 2 minutes away. So I always left on lunch break. But, baby, that was the hardest ride back of my life.
Look, that's why I'm not even a big believer. I'm a believer in bringing my own lunch. And I tell people, if I got to leave, I don't know if I'm gonna regularly make it back. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're gonna be right back. Production manager, you can let this whole song play. I picked this one for you and for Helen. So this is for the ladies tonight. For all of y'all that's trying to end y'all relationships, here's a good song to go ahead and get out of these fucked up relationships in. All right, so we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You need to get it. He don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at. It's where he wanna be.
No case. But it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that. Fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand why you wanna try, make him stay home late at night. But if he wanna go, he'll be gone.
They gon' be like,
They gon' miss it, Miss Biggie. It was all a dream. Like, damn, that's hot. That's right. Kimmy Keisha don't stop till the tick don't pop. Like, damn, that's hot.
Yes.
All right, guys, we are back. Shout out to Bella's Travel. She will be introducing our, she'll be giving us our information for our cruise over the next few days. So by Friday or Sunday show of next week, we will definitely have all the details worked out. So if you're looking at going on the cruise, we'll have that information, and we'll get back with y'all and let y'all know what to do with that. So definitely get yourself excited about
Bowhead ho shit. Get it, bitch.
Now, I played that song for y'all, especially for the production manager, because she is a massive Missy Elliott fan.
Yes.
And so I just figured, you know, I always make the show about what we got going on, but I'm like, I can at least give the production manager some love because she definitely be keeping us going and keeping us somewhat conducive to the show. So I figured I'd give her a little love. Let me address something that I noticed has been a growing trend over the last decade. And I'm open to a lot of things. I'm open to a lot. There's a couple of things that I'm not open to. I'm not going to be open to. I don't really like black folks doing it too much. So I'm not really open to seeing other people do it. White folks calling me bro, sis, buddy, and definitely nigga. Y'all gonna have to do better. I'm not comfortable yet. Now, for those of y'all that is comfortable, for that to be a thing for y'all, that's cool.
Nah, it's a lot of them that's too comfortable with saying a lot of things, and it's just like, wait. That's not okay.
Let me read something, because we got some breaking news that just came into the newsroom, and I got to read this. So which we know this is going to be hypocrisy and foolishness, but Lindsey Graham made a statement saying that Republicans could move to impeach Vice President Kamala Harris, arguing that the former President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial over provoking the Capitol riot opened up Pandora's box. A day after the vote, 57-43 to acquit, the former president, a single charge of incitement of insurrection, the South Carolina Republican argued that the vice president's support for a fund that bailed out protesters over the summer could leave her liable for the same punishment. And if you use this model, I don't know how Kamala Harris doesn't get impeached if the Republicans take over the House. Let me be the first to say this to Lindsey Graham, the Republican Party, the 43 Republicans who didn't see his acts as being impeachable. Y'all got to be about the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever met in my life if that's what y'all really believe. If y'all really think that if y'all get control of the House or Senate, that y'all would literally get the opportunity to impeach somebody over a bill that they introduced. That is not, if you're going to tell me a bill that's introduced is an impeachable offense, y'all need to be slapped. And people ask me, why don't I talk politics? Why don't I get into politics? Why don't I have a care about politics? Because this is the foolishness right here that I can't support, I can't condone, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. A man that y'all let get away with any and everything, now you're talking about somebody who's actually had to even, first of all, you can't even impeach her for the vice president because the bill that she introduced, she was a senator at the time. She wasn't even in the position that you're trying to impeach her for, but somebody who was actually in the position, y'all said that it didn't justify. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans, let me explain to something that y'all have lost in me. Let me tell you something that you've lost to me. I am not a Democrat. I want to be clear about my because I've said this before and I want to say it a second time. I'm not a Democrat. But I can tell you what the Republican Party has garnered for me. You can't get my vote. You can't get my support. You can't get my understanding. If it's just not right, I don't care and I don't want to hear from you. Y'all have token used black folks long enough, and I'm surprised at my Hispanic brethren that still let y'all use them the way that y'all use them, and the Asian community that still let y'all use them the way y'all do. But I'm gonna tell you right now, as far as me and what I'm going to educate my child in, I'm going to educate her to be an independent thinker. But the Republican Party, after this last charade, you lost me. And I'm going to tell you right now, anybody who wants my voice as a platform against the Republican Party can have it. It's a mockery. It's shambles. It's disrespectful. Here's the part that pissed me off. For the former president of the United States to get on national television and mock the black plight and to use black issues in his defense that didn't even warrant. I'm sorry, y'all lost me. For you to disrespect the entire black community the way that y'all did over the last 4 years, not even four, let's really count 12. Because the foolishness that y'all had, y'all literally wanted to impeach Obama because of a birth certificate. Y'all disrespected this man's wife at every turn, calling her an ape. She looks like a man. Y'all disrespected us at every turn. Y'all called us thugs. Y'all have called us animals. Y'all have called us so many disrespectful terms over the course of the history of the, and here's the crazy part. If we really acted like y'all wanted us to act, y'all, it would only give y'all a reason to use violence that y'all really want to use against us. That's the sad part. That's the part that they don't want to speak of. They're afraid that if we actually, here's the craziest part. They're afraid that we would actually treat them the way they've treated us. People who don't understand why Democrats wanted to impeach Donald Trump is because most people don't realize Hitler didn't initially get reelected. People don't realize that. Hitler didn't initially get reelected. But he had enough people in place to mount a comeback. And when they don't understand history, we're doomed to repeat it. I'm going to tell you right now, brother, like I told people before, people's like, why did you give up your government job? I said, because Donald Trump couldn't have been my boss. I'm going to tell you right now, he gets, y'all let that man turn around and become president again. I'm going to tell you, I'm not in America no more. Me and mine got to go. Helen, what city your family from in Germany?
Mannheim.
Oh, Mannheim? Oh, I know all about Mannheim, yes. Too. Cheryl, we moving to Mannheim.
Mannheim and Frankfurt, yeah.
I'm going to go get me a Jaeger Schnitzel and a Doner Kebab. with some palm frites. And make sure they give me the fry seasoning too, because they fry seasoning is the bomb.
They actually looking to see if they can get you some.
Ooh, baby, listen, let me tell you something. I get me some fry seasoning, it's over. Helen, so you've been with me so we've relaunched SCB Catering. Let's talk about that. So we relaunched SCB Catering. So what are your thoughts on that so far?
I love it. I've been having a ball, like, I love food, so.
Well, you're
it's most
you're
definitely
fan.
Been an experience learning.
Well, you're a natural fan.
Well, not really like learning, because, I mean, shit, we know the same things when it comes to the cooking, so, but it's most definitely been an experience.
No. We don't know.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I'm talking about, like, when we look at the quality of what we cook and the products that we use. We're pretty much on the same playing field.
Because, you know, when you say that, you know, that you know, if you don't clarify things, people automatically start assuming stuff. So I had to make sure we get that straight.
Now, look here.
I got now,
don't get it twisted. By the end of the day, a nigga be woe out. But it's most definitely been an experience. I love it. I can't wait to further expand and see what's in store for us.
I'm coming after the title. So, listen. This is what I'm telling them. If you better than me, prove it. But don't talk about.
Ooh,
but I tell them don't talk about
cook-off.
You better. Listen. And when I say cook off, I don't want them talking about. Ooh, I'm making this dish. No, we're gonna cook off. We're gonna cook off the old fashioned way. We're gonna go into wherever we go into and whatever's in the kitchen, you gotta go with. Nothing extra.
There you go.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up this show. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Your door, liquidated, then I come through your pores. Think the track is bleeding, get it to gore. Mix, stitch it before I rip it in fours. Look at my face, you can tell that I'm slick. The blood exercise, 10 in the clip. Y'all niggas ready for the uncounted fit. D.O. Doc Bebo, hucking your shit. That rogue gets older of the sticky doja. Got me appearing on a wanted poster. It's like when your body get caught in rotor. When I snap like strings to boat motors. My kitchen fridge look like Jeffrey Dahmer's. Boy screaming for mama from the drama. My hunger for hip-hop, got my gun up, yo, 8-ball, hit the Matty runner.
Yeah, 8-ball, blazing the hay, inhale a pound almost every day. Real players run the game that they play, that's why I'm doing it the player way. I say those lines potent and real, showing skills all my homies can feel. Smile, let you see the name on my grill, cut the track up, let me show you the deal. I be twisting with that red man, we did it all, cooking dope, making bread, man. I got the eagle full of hollow tip lead, man. Hear what I said, man, can all that weak noise. Alright, Buster, go and get your little weak boy. You know what bring a player joy, playing with them Glock toys. See, I avoid all suckers tripping, full of liquor, acting like a bunch of women living. Interested in what I be gripping, dipping in the bins, dipping. Pass all you haters faking, running around seeing real players imitating. Breaking concentration all up in my situation. Hey, blazing, get y'all shit together. Coffee shop, we with whatever. 8-ball, stay high forever.
Keep it tucked under my lever. We here to keep the party live. Smoke, hey, till we
cheeky eyes.
When the brawl, we can meet outside.
Red and ball be down the ride.
Yo, yo, look around you, motherfuckers. It's a hip-hop holocaust. Yeah, they just found the right superheroes to take care of that shit, motherfuckers.
Head rushing, green sticky. Feeling like a nigga dropped a Mickey. Drink up the Hen and watch me get tipsy. Who wanna ride with me 160? Up and down 48 tracking. Keep ass kicking doughs in, straight beat jacking. Ball batting rhymes all in your skull cracking. Hacking like I got a problem that's heavy to me. Smoking brothers like a doobie in a gangster movie. MC's turn stank like an old lady coochie. Ballin' red B all up in your shit. So deep that it be damn near permanent. So authentic, you can tell it from counterfeit. Who want a hit of the purest coffee shop crop? Guaranteed to be bombed to the last drop. Falling red, keep it stone like bedrock. We good.
I'm born the blackout mode. I smash cheese, that's your mousetrap hole.
Yo, who fucks you, baby?
And Kojak knows my flow.
Kodak
couldn't hold that pole.
Wow.
Playing tough in the streets, blue collar MCs suffer the heat until I reach the apostolic T. Right angle, better double your sleep. I'm just a black nationwide singer. Cops looking for red Buchanan Rainers. You need more than lion trainers to tame us. Famous for cuffing mics with five fingers. That's why I walk so distorted. Any form of hash aborted. Words so superb, it'll turn the earth.
Hello, we got one last topic I want to get in before we wrap up the show. And
yeah.
I want to talk about this topic a little bit because I support this. I am all for it. So I don't remember the state, but it's up north. I want to say New Hampshire, Rhode Island area, up in the northeastern area of the United States. So this lady and her basically side piece decided that they was going to basically have an affair, whatever, and the side piece and whatever basically was going to take the man, you know, go off and run off. So the husband ended up suing them in court, and he won.
Wait, what happened?
And I'm all cool. So a woman and her side piece man decided to whatever, run off together and go be together. So the husband ended up suing the wife and the side piece, and he won. Now, it was a large amount of money that he ended up winning, but he sued the side piece and the wife, and he won. He won $750,000.
Damn. He looking for
and
his appraiser.
And no. His wife left to go be a sugar baby. And at the end of the day, he got a condo. So he ain't gotta sleep with that old dirty asshole no more. And he got $750,000 out of it. So now he can go get him a sugar baby. And I'm happy for that because for the side pieces out there who are moonlighting, trying to be side pieces and all the different foolishness that's out there. For people out there who are looking to destroy relationships, I hope that whatever happens to you in the course of destroying the relationship, you get what you just deserve. All right, Helen, we have made it to another great show. So you know what time it is. It's time to give them people the word of the day. What's your word for the night, Mama?
My word for the night, don't be caught out here hoeing.
Oh, no hobo hoeing. Ain't no hoes out here. Ain't no hoes out here. All right, man, my word for the night is this. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be the greatest. But be smart. Learn, advance, get better, do better, be better. Don't let people convince you that you are not as good as you claim you are, because the only person that's stopping you from being great is you. Everything else is just an opinion. All right? So on that note, I'll holler.
Hey.
Say, pimp. They stare by the stretch, stop behind the wall. Count days on their calendar. Flip a page of month to month. Hey, man, I don't give a damn how other folk treat you, man. I wanna let you know, pimp. You ain't missing nothing, homeboy. Real talk. I know the time seem long. Just try and keep strong. Put on your headphones and rewind this song. Remember, you ain't missing nothing, homes. I promise you ain't missing nothing, homes. Hey, just know the club on hold and the bras on pause. You get home, it's gonna be waiting on y'all. So, dawg, just know, for real, you ain't missing nothing, homes. I promise you ain't missing nothing, homes. On everything, my uncle did a decade. Came home, hit the ground running, getting paid like he never did a day. Hit the streets, niggas still in the same place they were before we went in the chain gang. And doing the same thing, cut the game, go on. You only do 2 days in the joint, the day you get locked up and the day you go home. I know it feel like the world passing you by, like shit happening every day out there that you don't know about. Every time you call home, your baby mama show out, and your partners don't even send you flicks from when they go out. But don't worry about it or stress it. Cause shout it, know what? The time do itself. All you gotta do is show up. Keep laying down, waking up, and thanking the Lord. And before you know it, they gon' open the doors. True story, just prepare yourself for it. If you ain't got a plan, what you need with a second chance, shit, you gon' blow it. Learn and visualize what you trying to do. And do the time, homeboy, don't let the time do you. They say the time just flew in the street. Hard to believe from men never, but you'll see soon as you on the street. I know the time seem long, just try and keep strong. Put on your headphones and rewind this song. Remember, you ain't missing nothing, homes. I promise you ain't missing nothing, homes. Hey, just know the club on hold and the bras on pause. You get home, it's gonna be waiting on y'all. So, dawg, just know, for real, you ain't missing nothing, homes. I promise you ain't missing nothing, homes. Probably thinking easy for me to say from here in the booth, but they showed you that put me in there with you. Right now, locked down in the state of the Fed, lay in the bed, playing this over and over as you say in your head. Yeah, next time I'ma be straight, just count down to my release date. Piece of cake, my nigga Cap right now, serving a life sentence for a murder he committed in self-defense, and in such good spirits. Shouty ain't need tripping, and I could be right in there with him. No bullshit, he on his 9th year now, just waiting to get out. Got me thinking my shit ain't even worth complaining about, cause it could still be worth a show. So you waiting on me to lose hope. You got to kill me first. I talked to my nigga Big Meech, had to tell him the streets miss him just as much as he missed the street. Had to let him know whenever he released. We hitting the club like 03, this time it's on me. Yeah, we laugh, reminisce for a minute and then I tell him, just know ain't nobody ever did it as big. It'll never be the same in this city again. Closest you get is me and Jeezy and them. So dawg, if it seem like you left behind, 10 steps behind, you know it only get better with time. I know real. The time seem long, just try and keep strong. Put on your headphones and rewind this song. Remember, you ain't missing nothing, homes. I promise you ain't missing nothing, homes. Hey, just know the club on hold and the bras on pause. You get home, it's gonna be waiting on y'all. So dawg, just know, for real, you ain't missing nothing, homes. I promise you ain't missing nothing, homes.
Hey, what's up, Cap? Shout out, we coming to get you, my nigga. That hold still, man. Stay out of trouble, man. We coming to get you, my nigga, for real. Hey, Don Shay, what it is, pimp? We waiting on you, baby. Moan, I appreciate it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? A few weeks I was sitting there, my nigga. You goddamn stayed down, man. I appreciate it. Dick, Danny Boy, nigga, West Side for life, homeboy. Fuck what you heard. You understand that? Big Meech, hey, man. I don't give a damn, my nigga. Ain't nobody ever did it like y'all, nigga. And I'll say it to you, my nigga. Real talk. J-Bo, what's happening? J-Rock, what it do, man? Hey, throw back. Holla at me, man. Stay third. Hey, man, no matter what happened, my nigga, it's still PSD Grand Hustle, my nigga, for real. Yeah. And all y'all niggas out there, man, who goddamn forget about your homeboy when he get in time, my nigga. You some real fuck nigga for that, you know what I'm saying? All my nigga goddamn bother with a nigga, get money with a nigga, get locked up, turn state, my nigga. You some real hoe about that, my nigga, and I said that, homeboy. Yeah, nigga, I'd never go out like that, my nigga, for real. And all these bitches out here fucking with another nigga homeboy just cause he locked up. Nah, I'm trying to throw me no pussy just cause your nigga in jail, I don't want it.